Still same pattern of grace through faith. Just trust the one I sent. Just trust and boom. It's that simple. But the whore is always there, and the whore of religion is always appealing. Why? Because the flesh wants to work. The flesh wants to perform. The flesh wants to do something. Get in the act a little bit. That's why, what is humility? Humility is walking by faith. But to walk by faith, you can't be in control, and the flesh always wants to be in control. That's why it is. The more a person wants to be in control of their life, the less likely they will accept that you live by faith. No, it's got to. And that's why we studied our four circles, our four different circles that are appealing of religion. We studied the four appeals. They all have the same God. You got to do something for it. The first one is a moral righteousness. Something like the Baptist. You got to be morally righteous. If you're real bad, you can't be saved. Knowledge, learning a lot of doctrine, and learn and learn and learn. Charismatic experience, emotionalism, or service of God. You got to do more, 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 more. What faith? No more. Grain of mustard seed, that's all. That's all he requires. He takes a little bit, like we're studying in John 6, on the feeding of the 5,000. He takes very little. A couple of fish, a couple of barley loaves of bread, boom. Feeds 10,000 people. He doesn't need very much. Just needs just a little bit. That's what kind of God we have. So that's why she's called the whore. And we spend time there. One other thing in this verse, just superficial stuff. This is not verse by verse. Superficial, just getting used to the word abomination. And of the abominations of the earth. Even the Greek word is fun. Now, you'll forgive me. I can per se it, but I can't write it, so I'm going to write it for you so you can see what the Greek word is for this word, abominations. It's fun. It's worth a minute to take your time to do this. So here's what